of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
The moon comes up and the sun. I got rice cooking in the microwave. Got a 3-day beard I don't plan to shave. And it's a goofy thing, but I just gotta say, hey, I'm doing all right. Yeah, I think I'll make me some homemade soup. I'm feeling pretty good, and that's the truth. It's neither drink nor drug induced, no, I'm just doing all right. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good? Oh, yeah. It's been 15 years since I left home. Said good luck to every seed I'd sown. Give it my best and then I left it alone. I hope they're doing all right. Now I look in the mirror and what do I see? A long wolf there staring back at me. Long in the tooth but harmless as can be. Lord, I guess he's doing all right. And it's a great day. Sometimes it's lonely, sometimes it's only me and the shadows that fill this room. Sometimes I'm falling, desperately calling, howling out. Tattoo. I'll take my old Harley for a 3-day cruise. Might even grow me a Fu Manchu. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day?
In my boots, so I had to pick for the uptown time. Yeah, but we talked for a while in a corner booth before closing time. She caught me by surprise. She said, "Give me a dirt road, the windows down. You wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet." Packs of Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away. Yeah, in a Chevrolet.
Think I fell in love right then and there. We were out the door before the end of the song. I said, where to? She said, I don't care. Just don't take me home. What you waiting on? Just give me a dirt road, the windows down. You wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet. She said, give me six packs of Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away.
Yeah,
in your Chevrolet.
Let's ride. Windows down, wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet.
In Chevrolet.
She said, give me six packs of Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away. In a Chevrolet. She said, give me a dirt road, the windows down. You wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet.
In the heart of Wisconsin, Country Legends 24/7, 105.5 FM.
Hey, how about you, Alabama? Roll on.
Roll on, highway. Roll on. Kissing mama goodbye. He's up and gone with the sun. Daddy drives an 18-wheeler and he's off on a Midwest run. And three sad faces gather round mama. They ask her when daddy's coming home. Daddy drives an 18-wheeler and they sure miss him when he's gone.
To do.
Ah, but he calls them every night and tells them that he loves them. He taught them this song to sing. Roll on, highway, roll on along. Roll on, daddy, till you get back home. Roll on, family, roll on, crew. Roll on, mama, like I asked you to do. And roll on, 18-wheeler, roll on. It's Wednesday evening, mama's waiting by the phone. It rings, but it's not his voice. Seems the highway patrol has found a jackknife twig in a snowbank in Illinois. But the driver was missing, and the search had been abandoned, 'cause the weather had everything stalled. And they had checked all the houses and the local motels. When they had some more news, they'd call. And she told him when they found him to tell him that she loved him. And she hung up the phone singing, roll on, highway, roll on along. Roll on, daddy, till you get back home. Roll on, family, roll on, crew. Roll on, mama, like I asked you to do.
Children will be waiting up all night.
And when the call came in, it was Daddy on the other end, asking her if she had been singing the song, singing, "Move on, highway, go on along, go on, Daddy, till you get back home. Go on, family, go on, crew, go on, mama, like I ask you to do. And roll on, 18-wheeler, roll on, highway, roll on along, roll on, Daddy, till you get back home.
This is InfoTrack, the weekly show with information you should know. Here's what's happening on this week's show.
If you're a woman who wants to negotiate her way to a higher salary at work, an expert says you've got to change how you think about money.
We've been told since we were children that money cannot buy you happiness. And because of that, it inhibits women from negotiating and getting paid what they're worth.
Then, a top attorney talks about the decision to divorce. What factors to consider? Is it the right choice for you? And the impact social media is having on divorce rates.
What you'll find is that in a new dynamic that's been happening in the last few years, social media and Facebook have had a tremendous impact on the divorce rate.
Those two stories and more are coming up on today's show. Stay with us. InfoTrack begins right after this.
Work is busy, and home,
Mom,
pretty much the same. But you wouldn't know it, because my skin doesn't look stressed, thanks to Olay Retinol Body Wash. Its hydrating formula is packed with vitamin B3 complex plus retinol. I use Olay Retinol Body Wash to transform my skin from dry to moisturized and visibly renewed. Sure, I still have stress, but my skin looks amazing. Try Olay Retinol Body Wash for visibly renewed skin in just 14 days. Also try Retinol 24 Body Lotion.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
InfoTrack, the weekly show with information you should know. Here's your host, Chris Whitting.
How can a woman get paid for what she's worth? Our next guest has the answers. She's Dr. Patty Ann Tublin, author of Money Can Buy You Happiness, Secrets Women Need to Know to Get Paid What They Are Worth. Now, you're not only an author, but a relationship and communication expert, a speaker, consultant, and a board-certified psychotherapist. Well, let's get right to it. There may be many reasons for the gender wage gap, but you say one of the factors is women's attitude toward money. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. Women have bought into this myth in their mind that, you know, we've been told since we were children that money cannot buy you happiness. And because of that, it inhibits women from negotiating and getting paid what they're worth, because really, what difference does it make? So women have a mindset that's been created from the way we've been raised, which is different than little boys that grow up to be men, into thinking that, you know, we have to be the good girl. We have to wait in line. We have to wait our turn. We can't be too aggressive. We can't be too ambitious. And we pay a financial price for that, because it holds us back from getting a promotion or seeking the opportunity that we want.
You say this attitude comes from childhood. Is it something that can be undone as an adult?
Absolutely. We can shift our mindset based upon what we believe to be true. So what happens is that women have this negative relationship to money. I speak to so many women in my practice and in my corporate work, very well-educated women and less educated women, and they all have this fear of being perceived as, oh, she's in it for the money. Well, of course she's in it for the money. What the heck are you working for? I mean, you're working for other good things as well. But women need to understand, and part of shifting the mindset is knowledge. Women need to understand that it is as much their fiduciary responsibility, it's as much their financial responsibility to make money for themselves as it is for them to make money for their company. And that will shift their mindset. It creates a change. You'll never hear a man say, I'm not working for the money. A man will never tell you they're overpaid, and I've met plenty of them that are, because they know the value that money brings to their lives. It decreases the stress, which we know from neuroscience increases our happiness. So women can shift their mindset when they believe that the availability of money gives them the freedom to make choices and gain experiences that would otherwise remain closed to them.
We're talking with Dr. Patty Ann Tublin, author of Money Can Buy You Happiness, Secrets Women Need to Know to Get Paid What They Are Worth. Doctor, what would you say to women who are in a relationship, perhaps they're married, and the man is taking care of the money issues, and he says, don't worry about the money, I'm dealing with that. What should a woman do in that circumstance?
I'm a friend of what Ronald Reagan said, trust but verify. And what I mean by that is, it is fine that there's a division of labor, right? It's ridiculous to have two people doing the same thing. So if the husband or the man or your partner has a fiscal, you know, if that's his area of expertise, it's absolutely fine with him to be handling the investments and the finances. However, it is not fine for you to be totally in the dark, because I have seen countless times, unfortunately, the number of women that are one job loss or one divorce away from Skid Row because they were not aware of their financial situation. So it is okay if your husband wants to do the investing and that you're okay with it. But it is not all right if the male goes to their office. It's not all right if you're not allowed access to the information. It's not all right if the monies are allocated and you have a question about that and you're shot down and told, what are you worrying about that for? That's what I take care of. I think the women would agree on the call that that leaves them vulnerable, and they pay such a high price for it. And, you know, things are okay until they're not okay. So I would tell women, do not allow yourself to remain in the dark regarding the financial status of your life. It is your life. Money can make you have options open to you that otherwise remain closed. And the same is true. And it's also for the welfare of your family if you have children. It's not just for you. And if the woman takes care of the money, it's okay too. Just let the husband know. Just open access. Open access.
Doctor, I'm sure we have women listening right now who are working and feel they are underpaid. What advice would you give to them to change things for the better?
If they want to do something right now, I want them to know what their worth is in very specific terms. And I'm not talking about their self-esteem worth. I'm talking about the worth of their specific job. Because when you're negotiating, because if you're underpaid, I want you to negotiate, you have to speak in the language of business. And the language of business is dollars and cents, it's money. So women need to know that every single job description has an associated salary benchmark attached to it. And I go into great detail. It's easy to do. So you need to know what you should be worth for the job you're doing based upon where you do it and the industry that you do it for. And there's a whole bunch of websites out there. Google's your new BFF and the salary benchmark number will come out. And then you'll know, okay, what should you shoot for? So you have to have a valid number in mind that you should be paid for before you can even start the process. So you need to do a little bit of due diligence. But it's so easy with the internet today.
Dr. Patty Ann Tublin, author of Money Can Buy You Happiness, Secrets Women Need to Know to Get Paid What They Are Worth. Doctor, how can people find you on the internet?
They can go to my website, drpattyann.com, drpattyann.com.
Terrific. Well, thank you so much for joining us today on InfoTrack.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Next, a top attorney shares some eye-opening trends in divorces. That story coming up.
Don't go away. InfoTrack will be back right after this. Home ownership. At Progressive, we know it's part of the American dream. It's sea to shining sea and water damage as far as the eye can see. It's America. It's freshly mowed grass and a fence that was freshly vandalized by a pack of unruly teens. It's America. It's also round-the-clock protection when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, which can help keep the American dream of homeownership alive and kicking. Get a quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Have you noticed the hype around retinol lately? It's all over my social media. But did you know you can get retinol in a body wash? Amazing, right? Olay Retinol Body Wash is packed with moisturizing vitamin B3 complex plus retinol to transform dry skin to visibly renewed in just 14 days. Try it the next time you shower and see the difference for yourself with Olay Retinol Body Wash for visibly renewed skin in just 14 days. And try Olay Retinol 24 Body Lotion.
Summer's greatest hits are going on now, and Macy's One Day Sale has deals so good they won't last long. Shop incredible limited-time specials like back-to-school looks for $20 and under, great home updates like bath towels now $6.99, and 50 to 70% off fine jewelry. Because why not? Don't wait. Our One Day Sale ends Sunday night at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
InfoTrack continues. Once again, here's Chris Whitting.
They say breaking up is hard to do, especially when it comes to getting a divorce. Things can get complicated and difficult, and there are some new trends to be aware of. With the story, here's InfoTrack's Roy Mackey. Roy?
Thanks, Chris. Our guest is Michigan-based attorney Henry Gornbein. He has more than 40 years of experience in family law and has written a book called Divorce Demystified, Everything You Need to Know Before You File for Divorce. Mr. Gornbein, welcome to InfoTrack.
It's a pleasure.
So what are the current statistics? The common number thrown around for decades is that 50% of marriages end in divorce, but is that accurate?
I think it's fairly accurate. What you'll find is that over the years, first marriages, perhaps it's a slightly lower percentage as far as the divorce rate, and second marriages often a higher divorce rate. But what's interesting in a new dynamic that's been happening the last few years is the fact that social media and Facebook have had a tremendous impact on the divorce rate. Think of the fact that before we had social media, if someone wanted to stray, they could do it by, you know, meeting someone through the water cooler at the office, going to a local bar. If you wanted access gambling, it wasn't as easy as it is now. But you have a different world. And now, when I was writing the book, 20% of all marriages were naming Facebook or social media as a major reason for their demise.
Wow.
Now it's up to a third.
That's amazing.
You know, human beings have their proclivities, their idiosyncrasies, the need for forbidden fruit, for lack of a better word. And you have the fact that with the click of a button, you can be in a different world. With a keystroke, you could be accessing dating sites. You could be accessing Ashley Madison, which is a site for married people to have affairs. And now that you have this security breach, so a lot of marriages were impacted by the fact that suddenly all this supposed private information was out there. I've had cases where people have run off because they met high school sweethearts again through Facebook. I was in the middle of a divorce where custody of three children is the main issue. And all of a sudden, wife reconnects with an old high school sweetheart through Facebook and then moves to the state of Washington in the middle of the divorce, leaving the husband and three children behind.
Hmm.
She did come back and we did settle it, and she moved to Washington and dad got custody. So you have all these things that are available on the internet that just weren't there a few years ago. So it's a different world.
I read a stat recently that in 1990, fewer than 1 in 10 persons who got divorced was over the age of 50, but today 1 in 4 getting divorced is 50 and older. Do you have any theories as to why that is?
You know, the goal is you get married for better, for worse, for life. But people didn't live as long as they do now. And you have a lot of situations where people are staying in marriages, you know, they'll stay until the children graduate high school. There's an old saying, we're waiting until the dog dies. And then you're looking at each other, and if you have a lot in common, great. But a lot of people just don't have anything in common, and they're saying, well, the children are out of the house. This is not what I want to spend the rest of my life. This is not the person I love anymore. And you see these gray divorces. I have a lot of cases with people getting divorced in their 50s and 60s. What's sad about it is the fact that if you're in your 30s or 40s, you can recoup. You can rebuild. But when you're in your 50s and 60s, first of all, you're approaching retirement age if you haven't already retired. Second of all, if you're trying to get into the job market, it's almost impossible. And when you're dividing things, and in most states and in most cases, marital assets are divided on a 50-50 basis, where you're dividing savings, you're dividing real estate, you're dividing retirement plans. Well, now you have half, and you're going out in the world again, and it's tough.
What do you think the biggest misconception about divorce is for those who are heading into that process?
Well, one thing I will say, it's one of the worst things you can go through in your lifetime. And the worst thing in a lifetime, tragically, is the death of a child, of course. Second is the death of a spouse in an intact marriage. Third is a divorce. Divorces are gut-wrenching. And especially if you've been married a long time, especially if you have children, there are answers, but they're not good and they're not easy. And one thing I write about, one of the chapters, I talk about what I call four aspects of divorce. The first aspect is the legal divorce. This is where a judge says you're divorced and you sign some papers and you are legally divorced. But that's just really the tip of the iceberg. Because when you look at things, the second aspect, and to me the most important, is the psychological divorce. We're psychologically intertwined when we're in a relationship, when we're married. And when you want to end the marriage, if both people in a marriage are ready to move on and they're saying, okay, it didn't work, let's move on, you have a simple divorce with little or no fireworks, with maybe one or two court appearances and very simple dissolution of a marriage. But let's say one of the other spouses is angry, perhaps because there's an affair, perhaps because there's abuse, perhaps because, you know, there's been a lot of problems. And there you start having the psychological problems. And when there are the psychological problems, then you have more legal problems and more of a warfare. And the worst case is what I call the never-ending divorce. And these are the cases that attorneys and judges hate, because these are the cases where either because someone is so psychologically disturbed or so bitter and angry that even long after the divorce is final, they are still fighting.
they are dragging their children back into court again and again and again over visitation issues, over things like vaccinations, over extra school issues, over religious upbringing. And these are the people who can't let go. And the tragedy is they spend sometimes hundreds of thousands of dollars on costs and fees. And the children are the losers. The third aspect is the economic aspect. Because in a divorce, you're dividing things. You're dividing property. You're dividing savings, investments, pensions. You're also deciding how debts are going to be handled. Then you have spousal support, which is what alimony is called in some states. Is it going to be paid? If so, how much and how long? Then you have child support based upon the economics and the needs and incomes of the parties and the children. And no one's ever happy. Last but not least, in three major religions, we have a religious aspect to divorce. In Judaism, we have a get, which is a religious divorce that is controlled by the husband. In the Islamic faith, you have a similar proceeding done by a sheikh, and the man controls this. And in both these religions, if you're religious, the woman cannot remarry in the Jewish or Islamic faith without this religious divorce. Finally, in Catholicism, there is an annulment requirement if you want to remarry within the church and have the sanctities of the church. No other religion touches divorce, but these three do.
Our guest on InfoTrack is Michigan-based attorney Henry Gornbein. He has more than 40 years of experience in family law and is now the author of Divorce Demystified, Everything You Need to Know Before You File for Divorce. You've mentioned children a number of times, and obviously they are the primary concern, I think, in most cases. And I think most fathers just automatically assume that custody would be awarded to the mother. But you write that times are changing.
Times are changing. Times have changed. Where I practice, and I practice in a suburb of Detroit, Michigan, the presumption now is in most cases you're dealing with joint legal and joint physical custody. You're dealing with situations more and more where the children are spending approximately half the time with each parent. They may be with mom on Mondays and Tuesdays, dad on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then alternate weekends. That's called a 2-2-5, where they never go more than 5 days without seeing the other parent. I have other cases where it could be 1 week on, 1 week off, with perhaps a Wednesday overnight. But the trend is, in fact, in a lot of the courtrooms, the judge will say, I'm a 50-50 judge, so unless you can show me a good reason why not, I'm going to grant equal custody to each parent. And that, where I practice, has become more and more of the rule. That's not true nationwide, and it's going to vary from state to state. 10, 15 years ago, yes, mothers were the primary parent, unless you had a Mr. Mom, but that's changed drastically.
Perhaps it varies from state to state, and obviously how cooperative each party is, but is there some average length of a divorce proceeding from start to finish?
The length of time is going to vary on, first of all, whether there are children. Second of all, are there a lot of assets? Are there a lot of issues to be contested? As well as the attitude of the parties. If people want a simple divorce, it can be simple. It doesn't have to be expensive, and it can be done quickly. On the other hand, if people are just saying, I want to get that last pound of flesh, so to speak, I don't care what it takes. I'm going to spend every dime to attack and do whatever I can to vilify my soon-to-be ex. Then you're going to have cases that drag on for months and that cost many, many thousands of dollars. I'd say most divorces are done in less than a year.
Attorney Henry Gornbein, he has practiced for more than 40 years in Michigan and has written a book called Divorce Demystified, Everything You Need to Know Before You File for Divorce. Henry, do you have a website?
The book website is divorcedemystifiedbook.com. My law firm website is LippitOKeefeGornbein.com.
Well, thank you again for joining us on InfoTrack today.
Thank you so much for having me as a guest. I appreciate it.
And for InfoTrack, I'm Roy Mackey.
You're listening to InfoTrack, the weekly show with information you should know. A production of Syndication Networks.
Home ownership. At Progressive, we know it's part of the American dream. It's the land of the free and the home of student drivers ready to back into your new fence at any given time.
It's America.
It's firing up a round of burgers and dogs on your rusty grill with a faulty gas line that engulfs your tool shed in flames. It's also round-the-clock protection when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, which can help keep the American dream of homeownership alive and kicking. Get a quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea.
It's a drink on me.
It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
While the rates of some cancers are decreasing, the numbers of people under age 40 with skin cancer are rising dramatically, according to a study by medical researchers at the Mayo Clinic. A dermatologist at the Mayo Clinic, Dr. Jerry Brewer, co-authored the study, and he joins us on InfoTrack. So let's just start out with the big picture. Tell us what your study found.
This study looked at 256 individuals younger than 40 and found that melanoma in women today is 8 times higher than in women in 1970, and in men, their chances of getting melanoma has increased 4 times higher over the last 4 decades.
Was this a surprising finding for you?
You know, it was surprising in a few ways. There have been some studies that have suggested a rise in melanoma, especially in young women, so we weren't too surprised to see that. The surprising thing was how much of an increase we were seeing. Some of the other studies have suggested a rise, but not that drastic.
What factors do you think caused this rise?
Although our study was not able to look into factors that were associated with direct cause and effect, there are a few things that we as authors kind of speculate. And, you know, if you look at society in general, it seems like we're more and more comfortable wearing less and less clothing over the years. And just kind of the everyday habits of how much clothing you wear outside is probably a factor. But the stunning thing is the behavior of tanning bed use, and especially in young women. So, you know, about 1 million Americans go to tanning beds every day. And of those 1 million Americans, probably 70% or more are women younger than 30, especially women in their teenage years. Taking that statistic into account, in addition to this recent finding that people who go to tanning beds regularly have a 74% higher chance of melanoma, kind of makes us sit up and wonder if that's really the factor of what we're seeing in these women who are getting melanoma.
Dr. Brewer, for those people who are diagnosed with melanoma, what are the fatality rates that we might be looking at?
There is good news. Even though we're seeing melanoma more and more often in these young women and young men, their chances of dying from melanoma is decreasing. In other words, people are surviving melanoma more often that are young. There's a couple of reasons why that might be. It's most likely because we're catching melanoma more frequently at an earlier stage, which gives people a higher chance of surviving it. When people go to tanning beds, the tanning bed exposure causes their moles to go through some changes that can happen quite rapidly. And so the thought is that people might notice their moles changing, which makes them more likely to go get their skin looked at. So it's kind of an interesting phenomenon that if you go to tanning beds, you're more likely to get cancer, but perhaps you're more likely to catch it earlier.
Doctor, in terms of perhaps changing the behavior of people who go for tans and tanning beds, do you have any suggestions perhaps for parents of teens in how to help their child understand the dangers here?
It's challenging because we live in a society where tan and dark skin is considered the in thing and what everybody wants. I think a parent with a teenage daughter and kind of educating them that there really is no such thing as a healthy tan. Anytime you get a tan, you've undergone damage to your skin that increases your chances of skin cancer later. So education and passing the word along may help change behavior.
Is there any protection afforded by using the spray-on tans that people can get?
We much prefer spray-on tans compared to tanning beds. It doesn't last as long, obviously, but you get the tan look without the detrimental effects of the tanning bed.
And what are your thoughts on the protection afforded by sunscreen as far as skin cancer goes?
If you use sunscreen to protect yourself from the sun, then yes, that can definitely help prevent the possibility of skin cancer in the future. The main thing, Chris, is that anytime you get a tan, the body's reaction to the sun causes your skin to tan, and you can't have a tan unless you've damaged your skin before. So anytime you have a tan, that means you've had damage to your skin. Sunscreens help prevent a tan, so you can go outside and enjoy all the outdoor activities without having the exposure from the sun that can increase your chances of skin cancer. And I guess along those lines, you know that you're wearing a sunscreen enough if you're not getting a tan.
In terms of avoiding skin cancer, what other advice would you have for our listeners?
I think the bottom line that we as authors would like to portray to people, especially young women, is that melanoma does not respect age. Happens very often in young women, even teenage women. It can happen to you. It can kill you. And the bottom line is be aware of your skin. Look at your moles. Don't go to tanning beds and see a dermatologist, and those things could save your life.
Dr. Jerry Brewer, dermatologist at the Mayo Clinic, on the alarming rise among people under 40 of skin cancer. Doctor, thanks so much for joining us on InfoTrack.
My pleasure, Chris. Thanks for having me.
That's it for another edition of InfoTrack. If you'd like to learn more about our guests or topics, or listen to past shows, our web address is InfoTrackRadio.com. InfoTrack Internet services are provided by Pear.com. Thanks to this week's contributor, Roy Mackey. Our executive producer is Randy Meyer, and I'm Chris Whitting, inviting you to join us next week for another edition of InfoTrack.
Couple cane poles sitting down by the creek. Lines in the water, watching those bobbers, seeing that red sun sink. Mama's on the porch yelling, supper's hot. Y'all come and get it. We yelled five more minutes. At 16, it was 12:03, standing at her front door. Katie's dad said midnight, but we needed just a little more. Yellow light flipping on and off, interrupting that goodnight kissing. We wanted five more minutes. Time rolls by, the clock don't stop. I wish I had a few more drops of the good stuff, the good times.
That you had five more minutes. Baby, fill that cooler full of something cold. Don't ask, just pack and we'll hit the road running, honey. What do you say? I got just enough money and just enough gas. So pick a place on the map we can get to fast. Where the white sandy beach meets waterlike glass. And if the tide carries us away, baby, we'll roll with it. Won't think about it too much. Baby, let's just go with it. Get out of this ordinary everyday rut. And if we get swept away by one of those perfect days when the sun is sinking low at dusk and wind up a little deeper in love. Baby, let's roll with it. So caught up in catching up, trying to pay the rent, trying to make a buck. Dad don't leave much time for time for us. Ain't life too short for that. So open up that bag of pigskin you bought at the Exxon station the last time we stopped. And you can kick back, baby, and dance in your socks on the windshield to some radio rock. And we'll roll with it. Won't think about it too much. Baby, let's just go with it. Get out of this ordinary everyday rut. We get swept away by one of those perfect days when the sun is sinking low at dusk and wind up a little deeper in love. Baby, we'll roll with it. Won't think about it too much. Sometimes you gotta go with it. Get out of this ordinary everyday rut. It won't be no thing if it starts to rain and we have to wait it out in the truck. Might wind up a little deeper in love. So baby, let's roll with it. Baby, let's roll with it. Baby, we'll roll with it. Baby, we'll roll with it.
Country Legends 24/7 105.5 FM. It's
small cracks. Yeah, my kind of crazy still running its courses with wildflowers and wild horses. Yeah, my kind of crazy still running its courses with wildflowers and wild horses.
The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7. WIRI.